Hey everybody, welcome to season four of Highly Unlikely with Josh and Janae. And I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. We're excited to kick off a new series of conversations about
relationships.
Come on.
But hopefully not in how you think I just meant relationships, right? Yeah, so it's going to be a great season, some really fun guests, yeah. But we can't lose tradition before we get started.
Oh, see, I was going to go
you were.
It's tradition for me to forget about the tradition.
That's true. Oh, my.
Good one.
Okay.
What food do you hate?
Do I hate?
What food do you hate? I'll tell you.
It's a strong word.
Everything that swims in water.
Yeah, Josh does not. I don't know if you hate it. I think you're just unwilling to try it.
Yeah, I don't like fish.
I don't know if there's something like okay. So not all fish. Like, so you're saying like shrimp and everything then.
Okay, so I've had shrimp.
But most fish you don't like. I would say I hate eating fish with like, and then you get like a bone.
Mm.
Like that's weird to me. And just like that makes me like heebie-jeebies.
I was trying to think if there's anything that one of us really likes that the other person can't stand.
Yeah, like the stuff you're allergic to.
That's true.
Avocados.
I was at one of my close friends' weddings and he had salmon. And I was like, you know what? For Coop's wedding, I'm going to have a piece of salmon for the first time in my life. And I squeezed it with the tongs and juice came out and literally I gagged and I was like, I can't do it.
But if you cut like a steak open and juice comes out, you don't gag?
No, it's different. It is totally like nurture because I was raised on steak.
You never grew up with fish. Mm-mm. See, I grew up with a dad that's like master fisherman.
Yeah.
Catches fish all the time, has made walleye every way he knows how. And I will try and I say, Dad, I don't like it. I'm so sorry. So, yep, that's a good question. All right, so season four.
We are not talking about our relationship with food, but we are going to talk about our relationships with
things. Could talk about our relationship with food as we just got out of the 21 days of prayer and fasting, which I feel like reveals so much about, A, your relationship with food, but
it is a relationship.
It's not about that, but it's just like you notice patterns and different things. So
yeah, and just comfort associated with food.
Yeah. So we're just going to do a brief little kind of like kickoff episode, get you excited for what's to come this season. And really this was like, where did it come from? Like, where did we say, oh, we're going to do season four?
It came from a series of messages we did earlier this year. Called The Family Handbook.
That's right.
That you never received. And just the feedback that we got from people from those messages, and Janae and I spoke in them together, I think, for most of them. And we'd actually, so there's two parts, like people had a lot of feedback and questions, and then also we didn't get to like half the content that we wanted to.
Right. Yeah. That's so true. I forgot about that. So we said, oh, we should do deep dive episodes on the Family Handbook. So we have a couple of those.
Yep.
Specifically around like boundaries, but then around dating, which some of you might be like, I'm not listening to season four because I don't need to listen to conversations about relationships and dating and blah, blah, blah. But that's not where we took it. So there's a variety of topics and most things you have to navigate an actual relationship with. So like with money. It's you are navigating like, what's your relationship with money? The emotions you feel towards it. How do you treat it? How do you like?
Like there's a heart level relationship with money. Jesus said where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it is a heart level relationship that we have with money.
And like a relationship with different decisions that we have. Like how do you navigate like the emotions and the feelings and all the things behind and decisions, whatever, behind these things. So we tried to take it in ways that you wouldn't expect and topics you hopefully wouldn't expect, but.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about some people-related relationships, like our relationship with conflict or our conflict in our relationships, I guess you could say. dating our relationship with Jesus. We have a like really beautiful conversation that we're going to have about what it means to just be with Jesus.
Yeah, like abide with quiet him. Time or abiding time or what mm-hmm. what is that? And devotional time and like what does that look like?
Yeah, and then we also want to talk about relationships with like different groups of people, like the next generation.
Yeah.
Just like what are they thinking? What do they need? Maybe you're a parent. What's my relationship with my kids or with my adult children?
Yeah.
And you know, what should that look like or how is that? But then also our relationship with just different things that happen in our lives, like grief, you know, mm-hmm. and how do you have, like, what's your relationship with grief? Somebody said something profound to me today and you got to just take this with the right heart, you know? But they said, sometimes we just look at issues in our lives and we just think all we need is more God. Like if we just had more God, it would all go away. And he was like, that's true. But sometimes there's other things you have to walk through rather than just mm-hmm. more God to make it mm-hmm. go away, you know? And, God is enough, you know, and he's able, but there's also moments where it's like, no, there's a process that you go through when you grieve, you know, and there's a process that you go through when you're trying to get out of addiction, you know, and there's a process that mm-hmm. you go through. And so just talking about our relationship or when you have a child with special needs mm-hmm. that you didn't expect, you know, and the process that you go through mm-hmm. and what that life, that's actually going to be a great conversation too, you know,
yeah. And so. Yeah, and does a life with God equal no trial and testing? And that doesn't prove to be true in scripture. He can relieve us from it all and he sustains us through it. Yeah, really excited about, I always tell Josh when we plan these episodes, like, okay, but I also want to have the highly unlikely conversation. Like, what are maybe other people not willing to ask or not willing to talk about? And mm-hmm. not here to just do the common conversation, but the highly unlikely. And so we're going to have a conversation around school choice with mm-hmm. three different people who've made three different choices for yeah. school choice. And I'm really excited about that because each one of them knows Jesus so well mm-hmm. and loves him and serves him. And I just, that I'm excited for that conversation personally. So yeah, we had a conversation around money. Special needs, foster care is on the docket to talk through just our relationship with foster care, even from the perspective of one not currently fostering and the perspective of someone who is and has adopted through fostering. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's just so near and dear to our hearts too.
Yeah. So Janae, why don't you talk about for you what inspired this series? We had a moment where we had some friends here that were speaking yes. and something that they said, I know has shaped your thinking.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about the family handbook. We knew we wanted to touch on that. But one of the first episodes that is going to be launching is with Phil and Destiny Dees. And when I don't think it was in their conversation with them, but when they were here for a long weekend and they got like blizzarded in, it was so much fun. Phil said something of time is spent moment by moment. Yeah. Time is something you spend moment by moment. And that's just like, changed how I view my days, my time, and everything. And it's like, okay, I have a relationship with the time I spend. I'm choosing to spend it. Mm-hmm. Like these next however many seconds, you're choosing to spend your moments listening to this.
Yeah.
Like it is a choice. It doesn't just happen to you. You're gonna, yeah. So we have a relationship with time. And then that just spurred, okay, we have a relationship with lots of things. Mm-hmm. And we all have to navigate it. And navigate it with Christ at the center, which mm-hmm. is like what we want to talk about.
Yeah. If you're not intentional in any relationship, you will end up places that you didn't intend to go.
Yeah.
So, so maybe that means you're in a friendship and you don't steward it well and that relationship ends up ending, mm-hmm. you know, because you weren't intentional with it. Or maybe it means I wasn't intentional with my money and all of a sudden I'm in $10,000 of credit card debt. And now I'm mm-hmm. now I'm having to be intentional to try to get back, you know, mm-hmm. to a place where I'm not stressed about that interest rate, you know, mm-hmm. or you find your kids going through something or you just put them in the school that was closest, you know, to the school choice conversation and you're having to navigate things. And so I think part of our goal is we talk to so many couples and people who, you know, we're not intentional. And I think Rob Ketterling says change before you have to, right? He wrote a book mm-hmm. about it. Like you can change now and prevent the heart attack, you know, mm-hmm. or put it off, or you can have a heart attack and then the doctors order you to change, you
right.
know? And so really just looking at your relationships with all these different areas of your life and saying, how do I be more intentional? And I don't think we're all going to be, there's a lot of pressure in our society to like, I just ordered a book by John Delaney, his new book.
You're on a kick with that dude right now.
I am totally on a kick on his podcast, his book, but he's talking about anxiety and he talks about how America, we're the most anxious people in the world and it's only getting worse. And it's because, I mean, just think about it. You like all the things that you go through in a day that you're like, are my kids okay? And now I have this expectation for work. And then just when that happens, you know, I forgot my lunch and now I got to go spend my money on some food last minute. And now I'm thinking about the budget and what did my wife spend money on yesterday? And just all these like things in our lives that when we're not intentional relationally, we just get destroyed. And so you can't manage every area of your life perfectly all the time, but it's giving attention to the areas that need attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and building systems and patterns in your life so that they do run somewhat on their own and well,
yeah.
you know, new habits.
Yeah. No, that's a great thought. I just thought of a couple other conversations that we are going to have with a family that they work together in a company together. And so just like,
how do you work with people you're related to?
How do you work with your family? And that's really interesting. We're going to have some conversations around how to deal with infidelity and restoration and forgiveness and our relationship with that. And how do we go through that? And it's not that you just go through it and then abandon it and move on. It's something continual that you are walking through and healing from. And
which, man, for any relationship with your kids or people, you know, like when trust is destroyed, How do you rebuild it?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. I feel like, we're navigating with our kids. I always think of like, I think you talk about it in leadership, but like leadership deposits and withdrawals. And I think of it a lot in different relationships. Like how many deposits have I made if I'm going to make a withdrawal? And we're in the season of young kids too. So it's like so many withdrawals of like correction and correction and correction and correction. And discipline and how many deposits am I making? But
I think it's something we aspire to when our kids are older too, to not base our parenting off of rules or like, here's the 12 commandments of the 10 commandments of the Shaldal house. Like, do not break them. You know, Jesus said it's actually all about the heart.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know something that you've said or that you've really worked with our kids on is like, hey, I trust you. And then letting them know like, hey, you broke my trust in this. And so let's rebuild trust, you know, and really talking more. And even as they get older into high school and stuff, we want to have that relationship where we say,
it's hey, their choice.
Yeah. It's your choice. Here's what we believe God's plan is for your life and all the things, but we trust you. Now honor that trust, you know, and the decisions that you make, you know.
I actually say it to our oldest right now. Oh, bud, that was such a bummer. That broke a lot of trust when you made that decision. I mean, like, what a bummer.
Yeah.
But then different opportunities to say, hey, this is a huge trust-building moment if you can steward this well.
And then when he does build trust and do the right thing, celebrating that just as big as the correction when he doesn't, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, this is not supposed to be a parenting conversation. But
I'm just taking every tangent I can.
Turned into one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just really excited for all God has in store for this season. And I love that most people are from around here. Again, I think I love pulling different guests on and kind of just pulling out the gold that is in North Dakota already. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Okay. Janae, before we're done, what is one piece of relationship advice about any topic that you've gotten
stuck with me.
Yeah, for some one reason or another. Something somebody give you, a gold nugget of relationships.
Okay. I have a couple thoughts that come to mind. I don't know if this is advice. Maybe. I'm trying to think of who would have told me.
Gold nugget.
Be a low maintenance friend. Like, don't be the friend that is hard to be a friend to because you're so high maintenance. Like, be intentional. Know your worth. Like, don't get walked on.
Mm-hmm.
But be a low maintenance friend. And literally my best friend will say, we're best friends because you're very low maintenance and so am I. But it's an incredible depth. But all the people closest to me are.
Yeah.
Like, low maintenance, and I kind of mean like low drama. Like, if you forget something, there's grace. And like, if time is lapsed, you're not going to sit and get bitter. So really a low maintenance friend, I think, is often a non-offended friend.
Yeah, you guys are very low maintenance, but you're also very honest. You know.
Yeah, but I think that's something like a handful of my friends, though, too. But I think I had to learn that because I think naturally I would be like, they should do more and they should, I'm their friend. Mm-hmm. You know, so that little voice is in all of us somewhere.
That's so good.
How about you?
The first one that came to mind, and this doesn't tie in anything, but was stop missing people who aren't missing you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like navigating seasons of life and being like, oh, it's okay for relationships to change. It's okay to bless people and let them go at times and to grieve when those transitions happen, but also to continue to move forward.
Yeah. You know?
So I think for a long time I tried to hang on to relationships or memories of relationships that I didn't, they were great for a season, but they're over now. And yeah, that's okay.
That's interesting.
Because I'm fulfilled, they're fulfilled.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not just actual relationships, it's memories of, or old seasons of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Someone used to say like even when I first moved to Bismarck and I lived in a house with a bunch of dudes and we just had people over every night and it was like,
Really fun.
And it was, but it's like, the good old days, you know? Yeah. And it's like, it wouldn't be the same today, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was because
you were all in your 20s and that was the season you were in.
And if you're trying to hold on to that, guys
in your late 30s and 40s doing that, no, I don't know. Maybe not the same energy.
Not the same energy. This party used to end at 12:30. Now it's 9:30. Go home.
it is. It's, you can look it through. Yeah, the past with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great season.
Yeah, we're excited to go on the journey of relationships with you. There's some great conversations, and I hope that it's not just information, but it's like really helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, we had a goal to make this like the shortest episode to kick off the season, to just give you a little taste of what's coming. And I think we accomplished that.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So hopefully this covered your commute. Now you can enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Well, if you want to see all these episodes coming up, make sure you subscribe.
It's a great time to share it.
Great time. Get other people subscribed so they don't miss the season and all the episodes coming. And yeah, we will see you next week.